Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
The Language of Food. A Linguist Reads the Menu. Written by Dan Jurafsky. Narrated by Stephen Menashe. Introduction. This book began with two questions. The first came from Katie, the very observant 7-year-old daughter of my old friends Jim and Linda. Katie asked why the label of a ketchup bottle read tomato ketchup. Go look, most of them do. Isn't that redundant? She asked. It was a sensible question. After all, if I go into a bar and order a margarita, I don't order a tequila margarita. A margarita is made of tequila, otherwise it would be a daiquiri or a gimlet or even, God forbid, a cosmopolitan. The tequila is understood. So why do we mention the tomatoes in ketchup? The second question came from Shirley, a friend from Hong Kong. Back when I was a young linguist studying Cantonese there, everyone assured me that the word ketchup came from Chinese. The second part of ketchup, chup, is identical to the word for sauce in Cantonese, and the first part, ka, is part of the Cantonese word for tomato. Shirley was so convinced that ketchup was a Chinese word that when she went to a McDonald's in the United States, she confused her friends by asking what the English word for ketchup was. But how could ketchup be Chinese? It turns out Katie's question and Shirley's question have the same answer.